Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, I'm David Garrido, and yes, it's another edition of the La Liga Lowdown mini-pods, and you've got some more squad members to get to know in the next 15 minutes. So, coming up, Barcelona miss Messi at Malaga, but it makes no difference. Now it's all about Chelsea.
The Culés are desperate to dethrone their eternal rival as Champions League title holders and be the newly crowned champions of Europe themselves.
That's Diego. Plus, we hear from fans from both Barca and Atletico, who are now concentrating on Moscow and beyond.
I think the important right now is the Europa League, okay. Because the league is for Barcelona, I think.
Valencia in fourth open up the gap between themselves and Sevilla in fifth, as Paco tells us.
It was their biggest test of the season, a make-or-break moment for Marcelino's squad, and they rose up to the challenge beautifully.
And Levante get a vital win to take them away from the bottom three teams, who all lose.
Top story.
Well, first of all, a huge congratulations from all of us here at La Liga Lowdown to Lionel Messi. He's become a father for a third time, posting on Instagram that his new son, Ciro, had been born. It meant that he pulled out of Barcelona's trip to Malaga, understandably, but it meant diddly squat in the end. At La Rosaleda, where Barcelona effectively threw the La Liga title away last season, well, they reversed the scoreline this time and won 2-0. And had it not been for the Malaga keeper, Roberto, well, it could have been more. Luis Suarez set them on their way with a header from Jordi Alba's superb cross. And the second was sublime. The excellent Ousmane Dembele centering for Philippe Coutinho to backheel flick past the keeper. Their two most expensive signings, totaling €250 million, combining there. Well, Ernesto Valverde was especially impressed with Dembele, praising his determination in taking players on and his ability to drop his marker, as with that second goal. And that was that, save for Malaga's Samuel Garcia deservedly getting a red card for a very late challenge on Jordi Alba. So Barcelona maintaining their advantage at the top and also staying unbeaten in La Liga. 10 games left to try and go invincible in Spain's top division. And so now Barca turn their attention to arguably their biggest game of the season so far, the home leg of their Champions League last 16 tie with Chelsea, the scoreline 1-1 from Stamford Bridge. Let's chat to our man on the ground in Barcelona. Diego Lorin has the lowdown on this one. Diego, after the Malaga results, what's the general feeling where you are on this game with Chelsea and what is at stake for Barca and their season?
David, let me tell you something. Don't be fooled by the fact that Barca pretty much has La Liga wrapped up at this point. And don't be fooled by the fact neither that Barca also has their tickets booked to a Copa del Rey final, meaning that with relative ease, they could win a doblete at the end of the season. What the Culés want is to win the Champions League final at the end of the season. The Culés are desperate to dethrone their eternal rival as Champions League title holders and be the newly crowned champions of Europe themselves. Make no mistake.
Cheers for that, Diego. So what about the Culés themselves? Well, Diego's been out and about, gauging the mood.
I think the worst, probably repeat what happened 4 years ago. It was Messi failing the penalty at the last moment, this goal at the last second that make Barca couldn't make it to the final.
I think Barca want to win. But only for one goal or something like that. It's going to be a difficult game because Chelsea is a difficult team to win.
Three-peat this year, triplete?
Oof, it's too early to think about that. I think La Liga, it's won. La Copa too, but Champions League, maybe semi-finals, it's okay.
That's a big talking. I believe in this team. They have still a lot more to work on, but... I think they can do great things this year.
We'll see how Barcelona fare on Wednesday night. As for second place Atletico Madrid, they're doing what they can to keep Barcelona honest and are now scoring for fun. A 3-0 win over Celta means that they've netted 16 in their last five games, and the Wanda Metropolitano is fast becoming a fortress for Diego Simeone's side. It is seven home wins in a row without conceding. Ewan McTare is our man in Madrid. Ewan, this is stirring stuff from Atletico. Tell us about the goals.
Well, there were some really great goals, weren't they? First, Griezmann finds himself in a really tight space in the crowded box just in the stroke of half-time. Pulls off a move which tells us all that he's been taking salsa classes in secret. Then he just pings it in the top corner. And he turned provider 10 minutes after the break to set up Vitolo with a beautiful pass. And with Julen Lopetegui in the stands, I think Vitolo now owes Griezmann a favour or two, maybe even a free salsa class. And then Angel Correa came on and scored after just 4 minutes, slotting the ball into the bottom corner and confirming the win.
And is there any chance of Atletico still having an impact in this La Liga title race?
Yeah, of course they can still catch Barcelona. I mean, Barcelona still have to visit Sevilla, visit Celta Vigo. They have Real Madrid in El Clásico, where anything can happen. And we've seen them fumble some points away already in 2018. It's true that Atletico have two away trips to Villarreal and Real Madrid next, but they're playing so well, and I think they can even take 6 points from these games. We'll soon find out if they do. But if they do, the title race is still on. Now, I spoke to a few Atleti fans outside the Wanda Metropolitano after the Celta win and asked them what they think the focus should be for the team, whether it's La Liga or the Europa League. It's safe to say that the response was mixed.
They want to hold on to the second place in the league and go on to win the Europa League.
I think the Liga has always been the focus for Atletico Madrid. It's more important because the real competition is with Real Madrid and Barcelona. So I think it's a big thing for them to win that. I think it's more important.
I think the important right now is the Europa League because the league is for Barcelona, I think.
Good to hear from the Atleti faithful there, and thank you to you. And by the way, Antoine Griezmann has 16 goals in La Liga this season and 8 in his last 4 league games. But Cristiano Ronaldo has been absolutely flying. His last month has featured 7 games in all competitions, scoring in every single one and netting 13 goals in total. His first against Eibar was utter class from Real Madrid. The Basques gifting possession to Luka Modric, his beautiful outside-the-boot ball picking out CR7, who chested it down into his own path and rifled home. Ivan Ramos's headed equaliser meant that Madrid had to go again, and despite Marko Dimitrovic putting off some fine saves to keep Cristiano out, he could do nothing about his bullet header from Dani Carvajal's cross. 2-1 then to Madrid at Ipurua. But one little footnote from this game was how Sergio Ramos took himself off for a few minutes to go to the little boys' room. Yet Sergio had been caught short, and Zinedine Zidane confirmed as much afterwards, saying his captain had indeed soiled himself. What a lovely image. Enough of the toilet humour though. Madrid's victory on Saturday lunchtime meant that in the very next game, Valencia needed to keep up the pace at one of the famed fortresses of La Liga, the Estadio Ramon Sanchez Pizjuan. A 2-0 win over Sevilla means that Los Che now have an 11-point advantage over Vicente Montella's side in the race for the Champions League. Well, La Liga Lowdown's Paco Pollet is not only a consummate broadcaster, but he's also an excellent teacher in his spare time. So we asked Paco to give us a 30-second report on each of the teams.
Sevilla, they tried but failed to deliver. It was the biggest game for a team that needed to win in order to keep open the Champions League window, but the problems in the midfield, their lack of attacking efficiency and poor defending in key moments punished them harshly. A perfect example was Sergio Escudero being dazzled by the sun in Rodrigo's opening goal. Once the team was trailing in the scoreboard, it never seemed they could turn it around. They didn't play a bad game, but it seemed their collective minds were focused on this week's game against Manchester United. I'll give them a pass for effort, so that's a 5 out of 10. Valencia. It was their biggest test of the season, a make-or-break moment for Marcelino's squad, and they rose up to the challenge beautifully. Rodrigo, obviously, with his 2 goals, but also Geoffrey Condogbia, who pocketed all Sevilla's midfield, he capped his brilliant game with 2 classy assists and an overall dominance that saw a nice balance with Neto Murata's antics. Valencia's keeper was a true beast with magnificent saves. The greats are in for Valencia and they look pretty good. 9 out of 10. Congratulations.
Wow, 5 and 9. Not easy to impress our Paco, but thank you for that.
European contenders.
Well, after Sevilla's defeat, they are well adrift in fifth place now, so maybe their best chance of making it into the Champions League next season is perhaps to win the thing this season. So all eyes on Old Trafford on Tuesday night, where it's 0-0 against Manchester United from the first leg of that last 16 tie. Meanwhile, Villarreal are 1 point behind Sevilla in sixth after a valuable 2-0 away win in Las Palmas. Carlos Bacca with an emphatic finish, and such was the Canary Islanders' hapless defending that he was given two more golden chances within the next 4 minutes, but he missed them both. Nicolas Sansone's injury time penalty sealed the victory. Girona, another point behind, in seventh, having beaten Deportivo La Coruña 2-0 on Friday night. Christian Stuani netting again for their first. Juanpe with the second, making it five straight wins at Montilivi for Pablo Machin. Girona really are the gift that keeps on giving, and in a really good way. Real Betis can go eighth if they beat Alaves away in the Monday night game.
Relegation battle.
So, the bottom three all lose, all by 2-0, so it's as you were in the drop zone. Malaga are also on their worst run in La Liga history, 7 consecutive defeats, and José González has taken just 2 points from the 27 on offer since he's been in charge. It's a dire situation. And how about this for a huge game next weekend? Deportivo versus Las Palmas, second bottom against third bottom on Saturday lunchtime. But for all of those teams in trouble, well, their lives have just got even tougher. Paco López had an immediate effect as new head coach of Levante, getting their first win in 16 in La Liga at Getafe, a tough team, but a team who wasted several clear opportunities at the Coliseum Alfonso Pérez. Jorge Molina hit the post in the first half. Ángel Rodríguez headed over the bar in the second with an empty net to aim for before Levante scored. The Getafe defence left Koke completely unmarked at a corner, and he simply headed in. Levante saw out the remaining 11 minutes plus stoppages, and they are now 4 points above the bottom three with 10 games to go. A little bit of breathing space. And for them, the home matches are now key. Not just Eibar next, but then both Las Palmas and Malaga come to the Estadio Ciudad de Valencia. Absolutely massive games. The other games on match day 28. Espanyol's 2-1 victory at home to Real Sociedad, with the visitors once again letting a lead slip. William José got his first start in over a month and opened the scoring just before half-time, before Leo Baptistao equalised on the volley and Gerard Moreno got the winner. It means that La Real have dropped 21 points from winning positions in La Liga this season. Add that to their current tally and they would be 2 points off fourth place. But as it stands, they're 13th, with Espanyol 12th, and unbeaten in 7 in La Liga, although 5 of those have been draws. Both of these teams should survive comfortably, but after disappointing seasons. And Athletic Club made it 8 home league games unbeaten by beating Leganés 2-0. Raul García with both goals inside the first 20 minutes, and then he got booked later, standard. 2 more difficult games follow, though, for Athletic, as they try to overturn a 3-1 deficit at home to Marseille on Thursday in the Europa League, and then travel to the Camp Nou to face Barcelona on Sunday. Right, time for your 3-word verdicts from the weekend. We punted this out on Twitter and you have responded. Thank you very much to Simon, who's a Sevilla fan, at SBuzz1992, went for Europa it is. Yeah, afraid so. On a similar theme, Somsunda Mishra has gone for Zidane versus Marcelino, the race for third place in La Liga. Chris McCormack goes Ronaldo in 2018. On fire, isn't he? Johnny Mack says Antoine Griezmann again. Yet another forward in form. This from Mark Pilkington. Dembele has arrived. Yeah, great game from Usman Dembele. And Girona UK says, are we dreaming? All in capitals. Great stuff. Yes, they are 7th and 2 points off 5th. And we'll leave the last one to Varad Patil, Ramos's nature call. We've had some good fun on our Twitter feed these last few days. At first, discussing our favourite away shirts in La Liga, Betis and Girona, both strong entries. And then the worst ever ones in all of Spanish football. So bad they're good. You know who you are, Guijuelo and Cultural Leonesa. Anyway, we are at La Liga Lowdown on Twitter. Come find us, follow us and chat with us. We've also got plenty of new subscribers in the first 10 days of our YouTube channel. The custom URL is youtube.com/c/La Liga Lowdown. So go subscribe, because tomorrow we launch our first strand, which is the 60-second standoff. This is where two of the squad answer a yes-no question. They have 60 seconds to convince you of their argument. Tomorrow's video has something to do with Barcelona. That's all we'll say. Check it out. That then becomes a vote on Twitter on Wednesday. And on Thursday, we've got our emoji challenge. Congratulations to everyone who got Antoine Griezmann last week. So plenty for you to look at, get involved with, and enjoy. That's your La Liga Lowdown. See you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.